This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Finn. Hello.
And today we're talking about 6 different ways of talking about the future, like will and be going to.
And we can also use the present simple and continuous tenses. And we're going to share a couple of other ways as well.
That's right. And as usual, there'll be a quiz at the end to test what you've learned. So let's get started. First, we'll look at will and be going to. They're both very common, and a lot of the time they're used in a similar way to talk about predictions, but not always. So let's hear an example of be going to. And Finn, question for you.
Okay.
What's for dinner tonight?
I'm going to cook my favourite meal.
I know what that is.
That's curry.
It is, always.
I've got all the ingredients already. And you, Catherine, what about you?
Well, I haven't actually made any plans, so right. I'll probably just have something simple like tomato soup.
Ooh, sounds yummy.
Yeah. So Finn is going to cook curry. He already knew his plan at the time of speaking. It's his intention or his plan to cook curry. And we often use be going to in this way.
And Catherine, what did you say about tomato soup again?
I said I'll probably have something simple like tomato soup.
Yes, so Catherine used I'll or will, I will. But she made her decision at the time of speaking. So this is one of the main differences between will and going to. Okay, so we have 4 more ways of talking about the future to look at.
We do, and we have to talk some more about your curry, Finn, okay, at this point. So are you eating alone?
No, I'm eating with a couple of friends.
Uh-huh. Now, this time, my question and Finn's answer are both in the present continuous, but we're using the present continuous to talk about the future. We use the present continuous for arrangements like this. So Finn has arranged to eat with friends.
Yes, I'm eating with friends. And you know, we could also use be going to for this as well, but not will. So I could say, I'm going to eat with a couple of friends.
So that's 3 ways. And now there's another present tense we can use to talk about the future. And that's the present simple. So curry time again, Finn.
Let's talk about curry.
When are your friends coming to dinner?
Well, my friends are passing through London on a very tight schedule. So they arrive at the station at 5 p.m. We eat dinner at 6 p.m. and they leave on a plane at 9 p.m. the same night.
How exciting. Mm. And that conveniently demonstrates why we use the present simple for future events. We use it to talk about timetables. Your friends arrive at the station at 5 p.m. We eat dinner at 6 p.m. and they leave on a plane at 9 p.m. the same night. And these are all things that are planned to happen at specific times.
Right. Now, Catherine, it's your turn to use our next form, be about to talk about your dinner plans, OK?
Yes, and I'm about to say something about tomato soup.
You're about to.
Yes.
OK, very good. Very clever.
Yes. So we use be about to for things in the very near future. And be about to is followed by the base form of a verb. So the film is about to start, or the train is about to leave. Things like that.
Great. So we've now looked at 5 ways of talking about the future. What about the 6th?
Well, the 6th way isn't actually a tense. It's not even a phrase. It's just a group of normal everyday verbs. And now it's time to bring in Callum, who's been waiting patiently. Listen carefully for the verbs that Callum uses to talk about the future.
I plan to do evening classes in coding. I aim to finish all the preparation by 8 p.m. Wang Chun intends to move to Berlin. We've arranged to meet in person next spring. She decided to take the money.
Good. So we heard plan, aim, intend, arrange and decide. In fact, lots of verbs can be used like this, followed by to and the base form of a verb to talk about the future. So listen out for them. Oh, and thank you, Callum.
You're welcome.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.
And now it's quiz time. Question one. If you've already made a plan to visit France, which is better? A, I will travel to France this year, or B, I'm going to travel to France this year?
The answer is B, I'm going to travel to France this year. Number two, which is correct? A, we're about to get married next summer, or B, we plan to get married next summer?
And the correct answer is B, we plan to get married next summer.
And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got all those right.
Well done indeed, and that's also the end of the show. There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.